Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes, it's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Tonight's episode is called Nature is Beautiful, Yet Often Deadly. We're not in control of nature. It's like being on a roller coaster, and we are all strapped in for the ride. I just wanted to take this opportunity to express my opinion about a few things dealing with nature and natural disasters. If you ask an expert, they'll give you opinions depending on their political persuasion, leaving the truth for you to decide. Some claim that humans are to blame, while others say it's just a natural occurrence. This is the Creepy Show podcast. We talk about the paranormal, UFOs, Bigfoot, government conspiracies, and other creepy things. I try my best to stay away from politics. Natural weather can be a killer. In 2019, 67,504 weather events resulted in 570 deaths and 1,746 injuries. I'm sure that no one expected to die because of the weather. People are drowning in floods, being struck by things caught in the wind, killed instantly by lightning strikes. Some are dying a slow, agonizing death because of droughts. Some people even freeze to death because they were exposed to outdoor temperatures. Tornadoes kill an average of 60 people every year. Have you ever seen a tornado in person? Maybe you have been caught in a tornado. I was in a tornado on April 2, 1957. I was just 2 years old and living in Dallas, Texas. The tornado hit houses one block from me, then jumped over my house and hit another block on the other side. 21 people died from several tornadoes that struck the southern United States in an outbreak from April 2nd through April 5th in 1957. I want you to listen to the sound of an actual tornado ripping through a house. Earthquakes are a natural way of thinning out the population. In Chile, May 22, 1960, the largest earthquake ever measured, reaching 9.5 magnitude. This also caused a tsunami that killed between 1,000 and 6,000 people. Now, a tip for you beachgoers. When you see the water quickly receding hundreds of yards into the ocean, it's time to run for your life. Get to the highest point of land and pray that you don't die. Flash floods can be very deceiving. People caught in flash floods die every year. This is almost always due to heavy rains above the flooded zone. It's amazing how much water can fall from the sky in just a short period of time. I have personally witnessed two flash floods in my lifetime. Once, when I was just a kid, fishing in a local creek, and the other time as an adult. Once, while staying on the Guadalupe River in New Braunfels, Texas, I noticed the rain was continuous for hours. And we were just downstream from Canyon Lake, just north of San Antonio, Texas. There was a fear that the dam could break and send millions of gallons downstream. Well, the dam didn't break, but we still suffered a flash flood from the rain. I remember watching the river rise quickly. At first, we saw cars floating by. And then we saw an 18-wheeler truck float by. Later, we saw entire houses floating down the river. That's when it was time to evacuate. We went to higher ground, and several people did die that day on the river. Now, volcanoes wipe out entire cities. It can happen without any warning. We have been trying to predict volcanoes. However, most of the time, we have no warning. The worst volcano happened in 1815, Mount Tambora in Indonesia. Experts disagree on how many people were killed. Some say 10,000, and others say 100,000. Lightning strikes kill about 2,000 people each year worldwide. This is another example how nature can kill. One second you are here, and the next you are gone. Instantly fried like a microwave burrito at a 7-Eleven. A typical lightning flash is about 300 million volts and about 30,000 amps. In comparison, household current is 120 volts and 15 amps. There is enough energy in a typical flash of lightning to light a 100-watt incandescent light bulb for about 3 months. Even the sun is a natural killer. The sun that gives us life often ends lives. 20 Americans die from melanoma every day because of too much sun exposure. What is ironic is that if the sun were to disappear tomorrow, we would all die. Nature-produced landslides can kill. About 436 people a year die because of landslides. This doesn't take into calculation the people dying from earthquakes or volcanoes. Did you know each year avalanches kill more than 150 people worldwide? 90% of these deaths are caused by people playing in the snow, which caused the avalanche in the first place. Meteorites kill. In fact, the meteorites killed the dinosaurs. Experts speculate the end of many dinosaurs was caused by a natural event. A large meteorite from space is blamed. Debris from the explosion was thrown into the atmosphere, severely altering the climate and leading to the extinction of roughly 3/4 of all dinosaurs. Many asteroids of this type are now known. Their orbits pass through the inner solar system and cross Earth's orbit. Meteorites hit Russia. A meteorite hit Earth's atmosphere over Russia on February 15, 2013, at about 9:20 a.m. It caused an explosion and was about 66 feet in diameter. The asteroid was traveling at an estimated 42,900 miles per hour. The light from the meteorite was brighter than the sun, visible 62 miles away. Some people even felt intense heat from the fireball. Listen to this natural disaster as it unfolds. Natural pandemics have killed hundreds of millions of people. Cholera, bubonic plague, and smallpox are just some of nature's most brutal killers in human history. Smallpox, which throughout history has killed between 300 and 500 million people in its 12,000-year existence. Natural hot springs produce hydrogen sulfide. Maybe you plan to go on a vacation to see one of nature's hot springs. Just a warning, along with the hot water, many springs can produce hydrogen sulfide. Now, at low levels, hydrogen sulfide causes irritation of the eyes, nose, and throat. Moderate levels can cause headaches, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting, as well as coughing and difficulty in breathing. But higher levels can kill a person before he draws his second breath. The fact is, we all have to die someday. We usually don't get to choose how we die, but as you know, we will all die someday. When it comes to nature, we love to be a part of nature and the great outdoors. However, a good amount of respect can go a long ways to preserving life. At least, that's how I view nature.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror. Ha 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 ha